they have the disposable income to spend some money locally. They use the healthcare services that we have in our community. So it's a great fit, and we need to, it all starts with housing, as a lot of things we're working on.
Hayes City leaders have approved annexation of land for Grow Hayes' The Grove project. Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
The City Commission voted last night to approve the annexation of The Grove development, which is the roughly 20 acres north of Hayes Medical Center that Grow Hayes purchased from Hayes Medical Center. Gosh, last winter, last February or March, and this is kind of step number one in the process of doing that development. So last night, the city approved annexation. In a few weeks, we'll have zoning and platting before them to try and get the zoning and platting ready to go. So at that point, then you can start on doing all the fun stuff like sewer, water, streets, curb, gutter, all those kind of things. So first step of many, but nonetheless, an important first step.
You know, I understand that these kind of things are kind of pro forma. You got to go through all the process and the steps and the meetings and all of this. But have there been any surprises or hiccups so far in this project?
About 4 or 5 million of them. you know, as always with these things, you run into issues. And we had some boundary line issues that we had to deal with. Just some things that we hadn't, you know, utilities not where you thought they might be. So you've got a little bit different arrangement you have to make to get that done. So always some surprises, always delays. I'm always the eternal optimist and think that this is going to happen in such and such a time frame. And it rarely does. We're probably 3 months behind where I had hoped we would be. But nonetheless, we're you know, the persistence is important, and we just keep at it and we'll get there. But there absolutely have been some surprises.
Let's talk a little bit about, for those that maybe aren't familiar, this project, as you mentioned, came up last spring. I remember it was cold. I don't remember when it was either, but I remember going out and taking the photo and it being super cold out in that field. But what does this project look like, kind of the overview?
Well, basically, The Grove is this has been about 2.5 years in the making in terms of the thought process and what it will be. But it's a retiree-focused housing development, and it will consist of single-family patio homes, about 50 of those, some duplexes, upscale duplexes, basically attached patio homes is what that boils down to. There'll be about 8 of those, so 16 units. And then there'll be 6 sixplexes located on the corner of 27th and Canterbury, which will be 3 stories tall and will be nice 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments that will be located there. And in the middle of all of it will be a community center, which will house the seniors, the local senior organization in Hayes, and then a child care facility as well. So quite a development. We'll tie into the walking trail behind Hayes Med. So we plan to have a walking trail through this development, which will go up to, say, the corner of 27th and Canterbury, back through the development, tie into Hayes Med's walking trail behind the hospital, and which also ties into the walking trail that goes all the way from 22nd Street over to Hayes Rec. So it'll be a great space. Right next door to Center for Health Improvement, right next door to the Hayes Med Clinics. We're really excited that this is a great alternative for some of the retirees in our community, but also as a recruiting tool to recruit other retirees to the community, because I think we'll have a great story to tell.
Why is it so important that we focus on housing for this age group?
Well, you know, as this age group, their housing needs change. They don't have the proper choices in our community. Now, they have some choices, and I'm not saying there aren't any, but in terms of wanting to own, still continue to own a home, but is more age appropriate, we just don't have that type of housing. And so this will meet an important need, not only for people who live in our community and give them the opportunity to move in something's more appropriate, thus putting their home on the market, giving our housing market more inventory. But as I said earlier, also to be able to recruit people to our community, retirees, which is important because they typically are, you know, they have the disposable income to spend some money locally. They use the healthcare services that we have in our community. So it's a great fit, and we need to, it all starts with housing, as a lot of things we're working on. And so this is important that we have age-appropriate housing for this demographic.
You know, I know we've talked about this in the past as well, but there was a survey maybe a couple years back now, and I don't remember the details of the survey, but I remember one of the things that came out of this is how important that age group and keeping those folks here in Ellis County and in Western Kansas in general is important to the overall economic health of our region.
Definitely. With the survey, which was done by Network Kansas, it was an economic impact survey, and it identified seniors or retirees as the largest economic driver in Ellis County, which was very surprising. But they are important. They do spend money. They do need appropriate housing. And you know, the challenge is, as Western Kansas, not our area, but as the balance of Western Kansas continues to age and shrink, these people typically are going to want to move someplace where they have access to health care and some of the services that they need as they age. And right now, we don't do a very good job of meeting those needs. And so they end up going to Salina, Wichita, Lawrence, Kansas City, those kind of things. We need to stop them here before they keep on going. And we think we've got a great community and a lot of positives for them. And if we resolve some of these housing issues, I think we'll see a lot of people moving here that may have gone elsewhere.
You know, moving back to kind of the project, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about what happens now. I know you mentioned the infrastructure starts to work, starts to kind of get planned and happening. But what's the timeline look for this? When will people build and start moving into homes?
Well, again, here's the eternal optimist talking, but you know, we will. We have done a fair amount of preliminary engineering on the site. There will be required additional engineering. We'll get the zoning and platting done, start on the actual engineering, figure out the financing for the streets and the infrastructure. And I would guess that we think we can start on the sixplexes on the corner first, because we don't need to build streets for those. You know, it's right at the corner of 27th and Canterbury, so it's already there. And the water and sewer are not that far away. So we believe we can start there first. And I would like to think that we could start there sometime next summer with the street construction, that kind of thing occurring kind of simultaneous with that actual construction process. But in terms of homes, you know, we're probably a year from next summer in terms of when those would be starting and going up. And we hope to be pretty aggressive with the construction of those and build multiples, you know, 5 to 10 at a time. Because we've got a list at the office of 20 or 25 people who have stopped by or called and said, we want to live in the Grove. And so we know there's going to be strong initial demand, and we want to get out ahead of it if we can. That's not an easy thing to do in our local construction market, just because the contractors, both the general contractors and subcontractors, are just so backed up. But I'd like to think within 18 months to 2 years, there could be people living in single-family homes out there.
You know, between this development, the Tallgrass Addition, the daycare center out there, do you see further economic development in that area being fostered by this project?
Absolutely. You know, I was talking with a group yesterday that does commercial development, and we've been talking to them about some sort of a grocery store on the east side of Hayes. There's enough population out there that it absolutely would be something that would do well, I think, and trying to find a operator or a company that would put in some sort of grocery facility. You know, I don't know if it'd be a neighborhood Walmart, neighborhood market by Walmart or something like that. But there's ample population, ample demand. And as this housing continues to happen out there, it just makes it more and more feasible.
Could always go with another Dollar General.
Well, we could do that. Could do that.
I always loved in Oklahoma. You just see them popping up. That would be the first thing to go up in a neighborhood. So there'd be these Dollar Generals just sitting in these fields. But then 2 or 3 years later, you know, it's a whole neighborhood that is developed up around it.
Sure. One, as we look at options for the city, the Brown property, property that the city owns at 27th and Commerce Parkway and commercial activity out there. Again, that just drives more and more traffic, more and more people living out there, and so a greater need for something of a more of a neighborhood market kind of concept as opposed to a large grocery store. I don't see that out there, but some sort of neighborhood market of some sort would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, shifting topics a little bit, because we're gonna we want to talk about this before we run out of time, but you've got your quarterly luncheon coming up down there at Brief Space for Grow Haze. That's set for September 19th, I believe. What's on tap?
Well, ironically, we're going to give an update on the Grove. So it's not totally a switch in gears, but no, we've had enough inquiry and enough people interested in the project that I felt like not only would it be good to talk about it today on this show, but also focus on our quarterly luncheon and get a little bit more specific as to where we are and what the steps are going to be and start sharing with some people what the floor plans of the homes and that type of thing are going to look like, because that's important. And so we decided that it would be timely to have that at our quarterly luncheon. We invite anybody that wants to attend to attend. We do ask that they call our office and make a reservation. So email us or call us and make sure that we account for you. But that's going to be the topic on September 19th.
Very cool. Yeah, perfect opportunity to ask any questions you have about this project. Are you planning on still doing a Zoom option as well?
We will. We'll set it up for a Zoom option. So anybody that would like to sit in can sit in, and that's a great option as well. And so if you can't make it, definitely look on our website or Facebook page or wherever we may post it in terms of the link for the Zoom as well.
Excellent. Yeah, mark your calendar. September 19th, again, that's coming up. Reservations, how do they get those in?
They call or email our office, and we'll put you down.